Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all are ready to go this morning. Yeah.
We should hear him sing.
It's good to see everybody this morning. We welcome you to worship at College Park. We're so glad that you are here this morning. We'd like to find out who is in worship today, and the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside out of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad if you don't mind. Give us your name and contact information. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask once it comes to the last person. Once you're done, send it back to where it got started. And we do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. So thank you so much for being a part of worship today. Reminder to our kids, we are having children's time today. So come on down after Sarah's baptism. That's when we'll have children's time. Several things. It's the beginning of summer. Teachers, can I get an amen? All right. Our camps are kicking off in the next couple weeks. We have preschool day camp on Thursdays. We've got sports camp coming up in a couple weeks in the gym. We've got elementary day camp. We've got youth camp. Lots of things that are happening, so we invite you to check out things here in the bulletin. Lots of things on our website and our newsletter. Many things, good things that are happening today and this summer. Let's see, any other announcements? Krista, you good? Had a great time Tuesday. All right, okay. Announcements? I think we're good. All right, we want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. You gave us information a few moments ago on the pew pad, and we thank you for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Our ushers will recognize you, and they will give you a packet of information. Inside that packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, also a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so very much for being a part of worship this morning. You've picked a good day to visit. It is baptism and communion day, and thank you for being a part of worship. Baptism, the day when it's a special day for lots of reasons, and one, I wonder, do you remember your baptism? I hope you do. I remember the place I was and Dr. Bousman, who baptized me, and what a special moment that was. And my family and friends, and what a significant time that was. Our baptisms are special symbols to the world, and to ourselves, to our family, to our friends, of what Christ has done in our life. So this morning, as we see baptism, I pray that you remember and to be thankful for all that God has done in your life since that day and on that day. Let us prepare for worship. Pray with me. Father, we've come this morning to lift our voices, to lift our souls to you. Everything that we are wants to praise your name. With our words, with our thoughts, with our actions, with our attitudes, May this time of worship glorify you. We invite you into this place. Without your presence, this is just another building. But when you inhabit this sanctuary, you join us here. We can worship. Whenever we are in your presence, we can worship. So hear us. And may everything that's done in this place be done to please you and to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One night following our revival service out front, Sarah Groover came up to me and we talked a little bit, and she expressed an interest in knowing what it means to accept Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. It's something she had been dealing with for some time, and in the process of talking with her, we were kind of left at the point where she was ready to make that decision. And then a couple weeks later in our recreation service, she stood publicly as a way of acknowledging that she had received Christ as her Lord and Savior. These are important steps. It's great to be a part of a congregation that nurtures our children and adults alike as we make these steps together, knowing what it means to have a relationship with Christ, and then personally taking that step, receiving Christ, and then being discipled by other believers. It's a beautiful part of what we do as church. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent, to make us one, to teach us new things, to open our spiritual eyes as we teach each other and as we learn from God and God's Word. So we don't take these times for granted, because they're truly significant moments in the life of each one of us. Jeff asked a few minutes ago, how many of you remember your baptism? And I would suspect all of us do. I do. I remember it like it was yesterday. The sights, the sounds, the smells, all of it. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it's been almost 50 years ago. So those are things that are very real, those that are very significant in our relationship with God. And so Sarah comes today. Come on down, Sarah. She comes today to let you know that she has received Christ. And she wants to be obedient to the the leadership of the Holy Spirit as well as the example of Jesus Christ to be baptized publicly. And I want to invite her family, first of all, who's here. Family, if you would please join us in standing. Don't be bashful. There'll be others joining you. And all those who've been a part of Sarah's spiritual journey in whatever capacity, as a prayer partner, as a teacher, as a choir leader, Sunday school teacher, whatever you've had a part in being a part of her spiritual journey, if you would join the family and ourselves in standing. Look around you. Look at all the people that have been a part of her journey. That is significant as well. It's something that I'm very proud that we do well as a church. Michael, if you would come. Sarah's dad is coming to the microphone now, and he has a charge that he's going to deliver to his daughter.
Hey, sweet girl. There's a lot going on today, huh? Your mother and I have a few things to tell you. First of all, we are so proud of you. We are proud of who you are, what you stand for, and the person we see you becoming. You have grown so much in the past few years emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It has been such an honor to be able to be part of this and watch as you grow. As parents, we try and steer you in a direction, point you in the right way, and from there, it is your choice which path to travel. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." This is a lesson that will remain true for you and all of your life yet to come. Trust in the Lord. There will be good times. There will be great times. There will also be issues and problems along the way. There are no guarantees that everything will be perfect. Trust in the Lord. He will get you through it all. You just need to keep your head high and your faith strong. Pray. And listen when your prayers are answered. It may not be the answer you were looking for, but it is the answer. You have chosen a path of spiritual awareness that will serve you for years to come. You're extremely talented and insightful. You are compassionate and caring to all those around you. You have unlimited opportunities to develop your potential. Don't throw away what God has given you. These gifts were given to you not merely for your own enjoyment, but for the sake of building God's kingdom. Share your knowledge, your joy, and your faith with all those you come in contact with. This is why we're all here on this earth, in this town, and in this church. Look beside you. Look in front of you, and look behind me. There are so many people here that support you and support your decision. They're all here to share in your declaration and your support of your faith. If you find yourself in a situation that leaves you with questions, we are all here to help you. Don't hesitate to ask. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19 says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart throughout faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and deep the love of Christ is. And to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to this measure with all the fullness of God." This is our prayer for you.
Sarah, because you've publicly professed Christ and expressed a desire to follow him in baptism, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your mama's here, and she held it together pretty well during all this. I'm pretty proud of her. And she has a candle that she's going to present to you, as the youth talked about on Youth Sunday, and you were a part of that, talking about let your light shine, be salt and light. This candle is to remind you. Put it somewhere where you see it every day, and it'll remind you to let your light shine before men. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, even as Sarah comes, and as she has followed the example of your Son, we pray that you would continue to strengthen her through your Spirit. Because, Father, we know that if there's one thing that Satan hates the most, and that is Christians who are on fire, who want to be salt and light, who desire to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. He despises that. But we know that through your strength in her life and through our support as the church, as the body of Christ, you will continue to do marvelous and wonderful things through the life of this young lady who sincerely desires to know you and to know you more each day. Father, we pray that in our own lives we would capture each day and recapture each day that deep desire to know you more perfectly. For it's in your Son's precious name that we pray. Amen.
Come sit with me. Come sit right down here, crisscross applesauce. Good job. We got a few coming. Good job. All right. Got a few more coming from the balcony. We can wait. Was that pretty cool? What happened to Sarah up there? Oh, my goodness. We have a superhero this morning. I have a few things I need your help with. Okay? I've got a few things I want to show you. And you tell me what you think these mean. Okay? Just a few pictures. All right? Does anybody know what this is? The American flag. So when you see this, you think of America. All right? Okay. All right. You're with me? All right. How about this one? Stop sign. This is the thing that you see in your rearview mirror after your dad flies through the intersection, right? When your mom's in a hurry, these always show up, right? Stop sign. But what do you see? When you see this, what are you supposed to do?
Stop.
Okay. All right. Like the stoplights. All right. What about this one? Oh, Superman. Superman. All right. Sit down. Superman. When you see this, what do you think of? Superman, and he's flying around, and you think of a cape. All right. You think of somebody who stands up and does the right thing, right? Just when you see this picture, those are all the things that all right. Oh, let's see. What about this one? Oh, McDonald's. What do you think of when you think of McDonald's? Fast food, fake food, what do you think? Do what? Drinks? Yummy food? One more, all right? What do you think of when you see somebody do this? It kind of looks like Facebook, or if you did like, can y'all all do this for me? Look, thumbs up. Thumbs up. What does a thumbs up mean? You're doing a good job. I want to talk to you really fast about what happened this morning. Baptism. You know, it means a lot of different cool things. But when you see somebody get baptized, for me, it's kind of like God going, thumbs up. Because he is so excited about what is happening in Sarah's heart. Because now, we don't see Sarah's heart, right? We don't see Sarah's heart, but we know when she goes in the baptistry and she says she believes in Jesus and she wants to be just like him in everything she does, she goes under the water just like Jesus. And God is saying, you're mine. I love you. I'm always here for you. Sometimes we need to remember how important baptism is. It's a very special day. And we need to say thumbs up to Sarah and thumbs up to everybody who reminds us to put God first. Will you pray with me? God, thank you. Thank you for baptism. Thank you that Sarah made a decision to follow you. And she wanted to and follow Jesus' example of getting put into the water, of being baptized. And just like you gave him a thumbs up, you give us a thumbs up too, but we
want to be like Jesus. And that's what we see in baptism. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats now. Good job. Good job.
House, we celebrated quite a few life events in the last year. We've had high school graduation, we've had a wedding, college graduation. Many people here had celebrations of graduation yesterday as the high schools all graduated. And several of our former youth are getting married at this time, so we're having these life-changing celebrations. But Michael, I can tell you that there is no celebration more important than the one that you are celebrating with your family today. The significance of a child coming to Christ cannot be measured. As the commercials say, it's priceless. This celebration is a unique thing, and we as the village here to help celebrate with Sarah and your family rejoice as y'all have rejoiced today. Let us pray. Father, the order of service says prayer of thanksgiving. But I pray, Lord, that Anytime we come to you in prayer, we're coming with a thankful heart. Thankful for the blessings that you give us each day. Blessings for the gift of salvation that we celebrate with Sarah today, this baptism, this entrance into giving her life to you. I pray, Lord, that as Jeff has said, we will remember that day for our own selves, that we will think back on those special times, that we will be just as renewed and just as fresh and just as excited about being your child as Sarah is today with her family. Bless her, Lord, as she goes and spreads your word wherever her life may take her. And we ask blessings on her and her family. We're grateful, Lord, for the gifts that come today. We ask that you would bless them, that they may in turn bless others who are less fortunate, the ones who haven't heard the great story of your son and his salvation. We're grateful for all that you have blessed us with, Lord. And in your name that we pray, amen. Thank you.
As Baptists, we practice two ordinances, two things that symbolically remind us of our relationship with Christ and how we do church together. And church there is not a structural reference. Church is a people reference because the church is the people. And so as we journey together, these two things, these two ordinances, baptism and communion, are a reminder to us not only of who we are as the body, but who we serve as the body. And so as we come to the Lord's table, we're reminded of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do not believe that the elements actually become the body and the blood of Christ. We believe they're symbolic. For in receiving the elements, we are reminding ourselves of what it meant. What it meant to God to have a relationship with us. It meant so much to Him that He restored the fellowship that He gave His only Son, knowing that His Son would be sacrificed on our behalf. So it is a sobering experience, but it's also a celebratory experience, because even as we take it seriously, we can still do it with joy in our heart and a song on our lips, because we celebrate what Jesus did for us and what our response to that is. People have asked me, you know, what should I be thinking about as I take these elements? I'll tell you what I think about during that time, and you can adjust from there. I've heard people say, well, I prepare my heart. I confess my sins. Certainly that's, yes, please do. But in actually receiving the elements, I am eternally grateful, because as I learn more and more and more about the nature of crucifixion, what a cruel and horrible, just horrific death it is/was, I can't imagine anyone doing that for me. And so it is a truly humbling experience. And so as I take the bread and as I take the cup, I'm humbled before God. And I ask him, please, please help me through your power and through your strength and through your grace, help me to live up just to the best of my abilities, live up to what you have created me to be. In Christ, what you have created me to be. That's one suggestion. Perhaps as you talk with God, as the elements are being passed, perhaps there's some other place that you end up. But I would invite you, find a place in your heart and in your mind to commune with God, even as you commune with one another. Let me offer this word of instruction. We are an open church in the sense that we practice open communion. And so you do not have to be a member of College Park to commune with us this morning. If you're a believer, we invite you to be a part of what's getting ready to take place. The other thing is, as our deacons are here and as they pass the tray and as they pass the trays of crackers and also of the juice, I encourage you to serve one another. We talk about this a lot when we do the bread, but even this morning, hold the tray and serve your neighbor. That's one way of helping to remind you that we serve one another even as we serve a risen Lord. Amen? Amen. Would you all stand, please? Scripture tells us that when Jesus met with the disciples there in the upper room, that he took a loaf of bread and he broke it. And then he said something that just really hit me this week. You've read it 100 times. I've read it 100 times. But he said, "This is my body that was broken. And you, my friend, it's broken for you. Take and eat." The bread was broken for us, the body was broken for us, and then he talked about a new covenant. A covenant is a personal agreement. It's personal. It's deeply personal. It's an understanding between two parties about behavior, consequences, expected expectations. So a new covenant with the Father is all of those things. In response to his love for us and the sacrifice of his Son, we have an opportunity to approach the throne of grace with complete confidence. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ, we can approach the throne knowing that his sacrifice washes away our sin as we're faithful to confess it. Scripture tells us he will forgive it. So as you take the cup, it's a celebration of forgiveness. It's a celebration of a personal relationship that offers forgiveness. Take and drink. In your order of service is a covenant with a new believer. It's not just a covenant with Sarah. It's a covenant with God. It's also a reminder of what we believe and how that should be expressed. So I invite you, I'll read the part labeled minister, and if you'll read the part labeled congregation. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father.
Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and this new believer?
I will, God said.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and when you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God said.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, God said.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God said.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God said.
These things we covenant together before God. Amen. If you are here and you do not have the relationship that we've celebrated and described today, we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In a moment, we're going to stand and sing a hymn. It's entitled, "This is the Threefold Truth." Beautiful hymn, a beautiful declaration of who God is and who we can be in relationship with Him. And I invite you, as we sing that hymn, come visit with me. I'll be glad to share with you how you can receive Christ as your Savior. If you don't want to come this morning, don't put this off. Call me this afternoon. We'll set up a time to get together this week and talk about it, because it truly is the most significant decision of your whole life. If you're here and you are a believer but perhaps haven't been living as you know you should, maybe you haven't been salt and light, and to this morning you've been convicted that that needs to be more a part of who you are daily, or whatever conviction God has placed upon your heart, you can come. The altar will be open. You can pray here. You can certainly pray where you are there. Or if you'd like to speak with me, I'll be glad to visit with you and pray with you as well. If you're here and you'd like to be a member of this congregation, it truly is a loving, encouraging body of Christ. And I'm daily grateful to be a part. And I invite you. There are many ways we receive members. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. Whatever your decision is, though, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now.
Thank you.
invite you to remain standing with me. Sarah, if you'd join me again here. I'm going to present to her her certificate of baptism as well as a new Bible. It's pink. She likes pink, and I knew that. And so we're going with pink Bible today, pink dress, and I complete the ensemble here. Following the benediction and the response from the choir, she is going to be here with her family, and I invite you to come up and greet her, speak a word of encouragement, and I know you will. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day, a glorious day, a day of celebration, a day that we know is celebrated in the heavens as well as here on earth. Father, we pray that you continue to watch over Sarah, protect her steps as she goes out into the world and proclaims your name and relationship with you personally and vibrantly. Father, we pray that you would continue to help us to encourage one another as we journey together. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.